Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Think about this for a minute. Most of us live in a place called Scared City. It's the opposite of abundance, and it's a place where we can't thrive financially. So I wanted to know, how do we move from Scared City to a better place and win the new year by mindfully manifesting something different? And there's no better person to talk us through this than Ken Honda, thought leader and the author of Happy Money, The Japanese Art of Making Peace with Your Money. So are you ready to leave Scared City? I know I am.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Come to Game, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Okay, friend, if you've been listening to the show for a while now, you're probably familiar with Ken. He's been a guest on a previous episode, was one of the very best listener favorite episodes. So after the year we all just had, I thought it would be great to have him back and talk about a concept that might feel a little strange to you, this idea of manifestation and manifesting. And if I can break this down just a little bit for you, at the core, manifestation is really about, as Ken says, creating your own heaven. So I'm going to be real with you. Our brains are so freaking powerful. I'm not a scientist, but I know what fear, shame, guilt, regret, anxiety, even just nervous tension can do to your money. If you're into this idea already about manifestation, or literally just making yourself happy so you can create an atmosphere for change and progress, this episode will not disappoint. But if this feels like a little far out for you, I'm begging you as a friend just to give it the next 30 minutes and listen in with open ears. Ken's ability to help you create happy money might just be what you need. So let's get into it. Ken, I am so beyond elated to have you back on the show. The Millennial Money family loved the previous episode, so it feels very fitting to have you back after a really crazy 2020. Hopefully we can make 2021 a little bit better than last year.
I hope so. And I think it's going to be at least interesting and exciting for all of us.
I like that word, interesting. It can go in lots of directions.
True. So Shanna, thank you so much for inviting me back. That means some of you liked me.
I think that's an understatement for sure. You wrote a book that is still on my nightstand called Happy Money, and I pick it up from time to time. And I think it's a money must have, I really believe. And in it, you share that abundance is achievable in every area of our life, not just money, but relationships, family life, career, all of it. And I know there are a lot of skeptics out there thinking, is this really possible? Why do you think we're not living a life in abundance if this is possible for anyone?
It's because we live in a scarcity, you know, it's a scary city. Everybody believes in, you know, there's not enough. So it's called scare city. And I love to talk to millennial people, including my daughter, because they're so far from prejudices. So they're not scared of this scarcity. But like my generation and older than 35, they are so brainwashed. So, you know, they don't get it. So I don't get it. Why people don't get it? So some people who are who say like Ken Honda's content is great, but it's too like a dream world, like John Lennon. It is.
Right.
It is. So it's your choice. Do you want to live in a scarcity or abundance city? You know, so I chose to be the resident of happy, abundant city. And financial thing is not really the biggest concern in this abundant city because everybody can share. So I think this is the standard of living in 2030. You know, if we can get over from this interesting turmoil and a big change we're experiencing right now, if everything calms down in a couple of years, we'll be like out of the trance. Like, what happened? You know, and then, wow, that was a bad dream. And we're going to wake up fairly soon from this bad dream of people blaming each other, people don't listen to each other, and worst of all, people don't listen to their heart and heart, and that's like, why didn't we listen to each other? I remember yelling at somebody for something, you know. So everybody will be out of trance in a few years.
I like that. That is definitely something I can sign up for. And I think what's so cool about this idea of abundance is it not only changes you practically, but I think it also changes you internally, right? Like it literally rewires your brain mm-hmm. into looking at everything differently. And I think that's so powerful.
Yes, thank you. And that's exactly what happened to me 10 years and 20 years ago when I met great mentors, and they saw what's coming ahead. And like John Lennon, he believed in a happy city. You know, he believed in a world that we have no boundaries. It's not yet happened yet, but he saw that. He lived in the city. That's why everybody loves his songs, and I'm one of them. But you know, we are far from living that way. But I think we're getting closer because right now we know that we are so connected, like it or not. You know, even if you are living far away from the city, somehow you get the virus, you know, because it's sort of like an airborne in a sense. So this is the first time in the world that we are connected in good way or bad way, you know, without knowing. And when people fly, we get virus. Like 200 years ago, nothing like this spread out so fast because people maybe die in a boat, you know, if you got sick. And people couldn't make it out of the islands. But now we are connected. So what? You know, do we want to separate ourselves like we're doing now? Or we have to welcome this change and know that we're connected. And so I think we're going to come up with a new way of living, both internationally and domestically. Domestically meaning how to connect with your family members and friends.
And there's already so much change. I know you're in Japan, and I don't know how much of the culture has changed there, but certainly in the States, people are working from home, obviously, and it's changing the literal makeup of companies and changing the real estate industry. And some people like it, some people don't like it, but this is changing us worldwide, I think, in really big ways.
Yeah, and culture too. You know, I used to love hugging people. You know, I encourage people to hug, but like hugging and shaking hands could be like an obsolete 20th century thing. So, you know, when kids are now become of age in like 10 years, like they may not shake hands and hug as much as, you know, we used to, maybe just among very, very, very close people. So I think I'm kind of dreaming one day, you know, people will take up Japanese culture, you know, bow each other, and that way we can show respect and still we can get close to the people.
I like that. I like the bowing.
Yeah.
It's definitely something we could use. Well, I want to talk about this idea of manifestation. Again, it's a topic I think a lot of people shrug away because maybe it feels a little too out there. But at the core, what is manifestation?
I think it's tied up with abundance. You know, in order to manifest your beautiful lifestyle, you don't have to manifest money. Money sort of comes at the end of what you want to, what you're clear about what you want. Because think about it. You know, if you want to live in a countryside by the sea or in a forest, and people think automatically that you need money. But I have so many friends who manifested their dream lifestyle without any money. Like say, you know, a word house sitter. A lot of wealthy people need house sitters too. So I at least met dozens of people who manifested their dream life by being a house sitter. You know, they don't own a house, you know, but you don't have to pay for electricity or the other costs surrounded by, with repairs and everything. So you kind of own it, you know, and it's better being a house sitter because you own it without paying anything. So that's one way of manifesting your dream lifestyle. So, and if you like it, you manifest a lifestyle with your own money too. So there are so many ways you can manifest your dream life. And to find a perfect mate, you don't need money. You know, you may need some money, but not you don't have to be a billionaire to find your loved one. So what's interesting is like we are so brainwashed that we need money for everything. But in fact, we don't. We might need some money for something, but that usually will come last. And you have to be creative in order to be imaginative of what you want in your life. And also, once again, we are so brainwashed to even dream of what we want. We need 3 cars, 4 houses. Do we? You know? And I'm always telling people, we have only one body. So how many body do you need if you want to wear all the clothes you have in your closet? You know, you need like 20 of you, maybe more. Especially, it teaches women how many foot do you want because you have so many shoes. But I get attacked a lot, so.
Yeah, women in their shoes. We
I know that's
we
that's
could strip away everything else, but
yeah, forbidden area.
Well, I went through this process. My podcast listeners know this. Now, well over 10 years ago, where I got divorced, and as most divorces are, it wasn't a great situation, and I was left with nothing. I had a suitcase full of whatever I could put in my suitcase, and I had a car, which I still owed a payment on. But I gave up. I had to give up my house. I had to give up my possessions. I had to give up rental property. I mean, I had to basically walk away from my life in order to step forward in my life. But it was such a powerful experience. I don't wish on anyone to have that kind of experience, but it was a powerful experience in realizing that the stuff doesn't really have any meaning. And I think, especially being American, we are used to collecting stuff. You need more and more and more stuff. And that kind of clouds that ability, I think, to have those abundant, that abundant thinking, I should say, in manifesting and vision and all those things, because you're just so bombarded with the stuff that you feel like you need to buy. And I feel like we all need to be able to have that experience, again, not so dramatically, but have that experience of feeling free of not needing all that stuff.
Right. So I think you kind of experienced what's ahead of us. You know, we may lose things materially, but when we lose something, we gain something. When we gain something, we lose something. That's sort of like a natural law of the world. So that way, you know that you who you are, and you realize suddenly, wow, I was in a trance, and what did I do? So once you're out of the trance, you know how brainwashed we were.
Totally. And thinking about manifesting for 2021 being this new year, how can we, maybe if we've never done this before, how can we start doing this step by step on a daily basis? Like, what are some of the ways that we can evoke this in ourselves?
Yeah, actually, I'm doing a manifestation seminar this weekend in this Corona Age is the title. And we got about a few thousand people already signed up. So I'm going to share with you secrets that I'm going to share this weekend.
Yes.
This is such an interesting time because we cannot meet people physically, and we cannot hang around and ask people support in person. So everything has to be online. So if you are good with online skills, you can do so much better. And certain dreams were crashed because of this what's happening in the world. For example, if you want to be performing in front of people, you cannot do that, right?
Right.
But you can find ways so you can find your dreams. Like I'm in my dreams. I used to dream of doing my work internationally, and I was booked in mostly in Europe, Switzerland and Germany. I was booked in many European cities, but because what's happening, my dream was crashed. And I changed my mind and, okay, so what can I do? So I searched ways to do it online. And incredibly, I was invited to many virtual events from Europe mostly, and also like what I'm doing right now with you. I talked to many more people by being on virtual. So my dream came true in a very interesting, mysterious way. So instead of talking to thousands of people physically, I'm talking to more thousands of people virtually. And I think, wow, maybe this isn't such a bad idea.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIt is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. We have an Ask Shauna. This one comes from David. David says, "Hey, Shauna, I've been a longtime listener of the show. Your show has really helped me in 2020 think about money differently and also achieve some things I never thought were possible. I paid off over $8,000 in student loans. I know I could have just not paid on my loans, but I got motivated, started selling some stuff on Etsy and Mercari, and put all the money on top of my original payments. But I couldn't have done this without changing my negative money thoughts that were keeping me stuck in the 'you're terrible with money, you'll never get ahead' loop. It really sucks. I spent way too long there. Anyway, I struggle to find the words to thank you, but want to encourage anyone listening that they can do the same thing. So I'm curious if you wouldn't mind sharing, what was your biggest money mistake that kept you in a similar loop, if that's ever happened to you? I feel like we are this awesome community of people that are doing and achieving things thanks to this show, and I wish we could all band together and show how one podcast changed a whole group of people's lives." Wow, David, those are some powerful words. I'm happy if I just help one person, really. So it's amazing. I love when you share that things are happening, that you're able to change something in your own money situation. That makes me feel really good. And we have to break the stigma, right? That money is too hard, that you're never going to be good at it, as you say. Because that's so not true. You just prove that to be wrong in your own life. And you're right, so many other people can do the same things. So, to your question, of course I've been stuck in that loop. Are you kidding me? I get stuck in that loop a lot. I think probably a lot of us do. But okay, you ask about one of my biggest money mistakes, and there's a lot to talk about. But I think mine would be way back when I was in college, developing what I call the credit card debt mentality. I had just got my first credit card, and I remember I also got a store card I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, to Zales, the jewelry store here in the US. Yes, you've probably seen many commercials for it. Well, I was dating somebody at the time in my sophomore year of college, and I thought the way that you show love is that you buy them something super nice. Wrong idea, right? So I brought him this expensive watch, like really expensive, and I had no way of paying for it except I had this store credit card, which just sounds so cheesy. So I gave him the watch for his birthday, and he was like, "Wow, this is so nice." And then he just put it away in a drawer, like WTF. Seriously, do you know how much I'm in debt for this watch? He did end up, of course, wearing it, and we did end up breaking up. But it wired in me this connection between debt and pleasing other people, which is really not a good thing. And now I realize you can rewire your brain, or even wire in the first place. You can wire it in the first place around things like, "I'm not good at money," right? All of those phrases that you talked about, you can actually wire your brain to think that way. And it takes courage and willpower to really overwrite the system, which you can also do that. It took me so many years to figure out how to win at credit cards, how to avoid crazy interest, how to score points and cash back, and even negotiate away annual credit fees. So take all the good stuff and just say no thank you to all the bad stuff. And it took me a while to wire in my head that I didn't need to buy people things in order to prove worth. So I had to really detach those things in my head. And when I did that, I was able to look at each thing I purchased from a really different perspective. So the moral is, it's a process and we all have it. And there's some aspect of all of our finances where we have those kind of thought patterns. So just like you did, David, when you're ready, you'll move through it and you'll see success, even just small success. And when you do, you're more likely to stick with it. So I will say, David, when that "I'm not good at money" monster really starts talking to you again, just remember you have the power to say, "Shut up. I'm not listening to you. You are not in charge of me." And you can basically reboot the system, right? Because you've already learned that you can do it and you can have really powerful changes. It doesn't even have to be powerful. It could just be like, "Hey, I won in that moment. Like in that moment, I won. I didn't let that monster win over me," right? That's what I had to do. And that's kind of how I think about it. Every time I go to buy something for someone, I think, okay, is this a smart purchase? Does this make sense that I'm spending this much? If I put it on credit card, how long is it going to be until I can pay this off? Hopefully it's within 30 days. But if it's not, like realistically, what is this item going to cost me? And do I want to do this? So I give myself like this time to breathe and think about it. And I think doing that's really important. So David, such a great question. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you so much for asking that question. If you haven't asked Sean a question, head to the show notes. There's a link there. Or head over to our website, mmoneypodcast.com. Right on the homepage, you can fill out with your question. Happy to say your name or happy to just leave you anonymous. Yeah, it changes your perspective on being able to reach people in a different way. And just because we're not in the same room and able to touch each other, we can still connect in powerful ways and potentially with even more people than we could before.
Yeah. So, Shana, you know, I cannot hug you or shake hands, but I feel very deep connection with you. You know, it's possible online. So if you open your heart in front of your computer, and through the computer and to people on the other side, you can be connected. And if you have this skills of opening yourself to the world virtually, still your dreams will come true. And see, even if your work will be related to performance, you know, hang in there for another year. This will pass too. You know, I've studied a lot of about Spanish flu that happened 100 years ago. Spanish flu lasted a couple of years. So this one will also go away with vaccination or not. It's going to go away in a couple of years anyway. That's my prediction. So we have to prepare ourselves for the time when everything is calmed down. To do that, your activities online is super important because your dream will be based on your relationships. Now, I have interviewed so many successful entrepreneurs, educators and politicians and artists. When it comes down to relationships you have with your investors, with your fans, with all the people you work with you. And if you don't have a good one, you cannot really fly. You need people to lift you up. You need people to pull you up. You need people to raise you up. And you need connections with older people, younger people, more wealthy people, less financially, you know, successful people. You need everybody to hold you up. So being friends, being your best friend to yourself, and having great relationships with all the people are super important.
I love that message. And I'm just curious, are there certain things like we can do each morning or maybe each night that help put our brains, our mindset, whatever it might be, in the right frame of thinking. So we really set ourselves up for whatever the day might throw at us, but also to really breathe into this manifestation.
So I teach people by asking questions. And also the questions you ask yourself without knowing are very important because it directs your life. If you keep asking, right, what bad stuff is going to happen today? You kind of attract that, or you see bad things in everybody or everyday life. So if you just expect miracles every day, you see miracles everywhere. You know, it's just a tiny thing. Kids are very nice, you know, to strangers, and people helping one another. You see a lot of miracles. So, but you don't have to be super, super positive about life. You know, just ask yourself the right question. What can I do? What one thing I can do today to make myself smile? You know, just small things, and then small things add up. So if you do one thing at the time to make yourself happy, you know, you'll be more whole together. And then you don't have to need more money. You don't have to need more recognition. You don't have to need more stuff. So the most important thing is make yourself happy. Make yourself a content person. I wish all the schools and all the parents teach their kids. Because we are responsible for our happiness. So what one thing I can do today to make myself happy? And it usually doesn't require money. So make yourself happy. It's the number one job you need before going to job. So if you just start doing it, people start playing music. You know, that doesn't mean that you'll be a professional musician. And you love internet surfing. You love reading other people's blogs. I'm sure a lot of listeners of this podcast love listening to new ideas. So one day you may end up on the other side by sharing what you know to other people. So you never know what happens. Life unfolds itself in a very mysterious way. And I love it. If there's God, I love the sense of humor, you know, because it comes in such an interesting package. Usually the package doesn't look good. You know, it comes in ugly boxes. But when you open it, you find a lot of stuff. Like, I didn't know I needed this, but I think this is exactly what I wanted. Isn't that true, Shana?
Oh, absolutely. I love that idea of that it coming in boxes like that. And I also like the idea that I feel like we skip over this so much, but the fact that you can make yourself happy and that it doesn't have to involve things or money or needing anything more. I mean, there's so many little things that we probably do every day that we feel happy about, but we don't consciously go, oh, this makes me happy. I should probably do more of this thing.
Yeah.
Rather than relying on somebody else to make you happy or something, for sure.
Yeah.
So
simple thing, please.
Yeah. Yeah. So talking about happiness, for listeners who haven't listened to our previous episode, which they must, tell me a little bit about your book, Happy Money, and how you came to this idea of we need to really embrace happy money.
Mm-hmm. Now, happy money is a concept I learned from my mentors. Happy money is money that makes you smile when you receive it and gives you joy when you spend it. Whereas most of us spend so much time worrying about it, and we get frustrated with money coming in and going out. So we feel stressed both ways. And happy people, you know, not necessarily wealthy people, they welcome money as a friend, and then they just say goodbye to money when they have to depart, and say, thank you for staying with me. Come back next time with your friends and your money.
Bring more.
Yeah, bring your friends. And so, if you're a likable person from money's perspective, you will be flooded with money friends. and money. I did a couple seminars a while ago, become a likable person by money. And that those people love to share what you have, and people will be attracted to you. And more attractive you become, the more people you attract, and the more money will come later on. So in order to become attractive, be appreciative. I call it arigato in, arigato out. When money comes in, arigato, well, thank you. And when money goes out to out of your life, like you spend money or pay bills, you say thank you, because you get electricity and you get nice food and service at the restaurant. And so people will ask me, what about taxes? It's the same thing. It's going to pave your road in front of you. It's going to pay for a nursing home, like a care for single mothers. And the tax goes to those places too. So don't get upset over wasting your tax dollars on some other things, but focus that tax money, they're actually doing some good too. So you can appreciate, they're just helping single mothers on behalf of you. So, wow, I'm contributing to bringing food on the table for those who are in a tough situation. So thank the government. Oh, that's a tough one. Thank your government. Thank your politicians for doing such a beautiful work. I'm not talking about cynicism, I'm just saying, truly, just thank them, because all the people working so hard. So just thank everybody around you. Once you just become this appreciative person, you become the magnet to so many great things. And it doesn't cost you anything. So just start appreciating money coming in and going out. You'll find yourself in the flow of happiness and appreciation. And it's as easy as that. And millennium people get it. Older people don't get it. So congratulations for young people, because you're not contaminated by bad ideas. And I hope you keep that way.
Yeah, I love that, because it is true that happiness spreads, and that so many people just, it feels like they don't want that in their life. And it's crazy. I just don't, I don't understand that. And I'm curious, why do you think, why do you think traditional finance and teaching about money really brushes off this idea of mindset, a manifestation, of happy money? Why do you think we just skip over that and we go straight to like, well, you should do this and this and this with your money? But I feel like this is the really important work.
I think people ignore emotional side of life. Good emotions are okay, like happy, and excited and appreciation. But unhappy feeling, for example, if you get upset, you're not supposed to show it. You're not supposed to get angry. You're not supposed to be sad. You're not supposed to be depressed. That's why people get depressed, because you're not supposed to. So there are so many limitations, especially in the West. I think probably in the East too, in a sense that being negative is a terrible, terrible thing. But, yin and yang, there's this light side and dark side. You need both. And if you just suppress your dark side, it'll come out eventually. And so to balance your life. So that's why all the politicians and other people are going to trouble with their scandals. So you have to love your dark side too, to be on the light side. So you have to enjoy both. But there's so many political correctness, not in the sense of politics, but we're supposed to be nice people. So, and that's why our bad people will just be depressed and suppressed, and then it'll come out. Kids are that way. So I think we have to. We have to love our dark side too. And because, we don't want to save money. And so it's almost like a going on a diet, you just try to go on a diet, and then forget it. So it's the same thing. Yeah. And Diet Coke, you're somewhat conscious. So Yeah, so that's why our world is so messed up, because you know, we're supposed to be doing good, but we can't because we ignore our other side. So unless we confront our dark side of life, we cannot be whole. And so you have to be honest with yourself too. Otherwise, you know, we'll be so lost, and then we feel we find no energy. And just keep on going. That's why so many people are on drugs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's amazing that sometimes it's so simple and yet we try to complicate it, and you know, it just doesn't need to be that way. So I'm thinking, are there maybe like a couple of gems you can leave us with? Like, how can we move forward today and really mindfully manifest a better 2021? Are there certain action steps we should be doing?
Yes. You know, American people especially love action steps. So I'm just smiling.
What do Japanese people do?
They'll probably ask me like a mindset, you know, how can I keep my mindset? So it's interesting. So I love it. You know, cultural difference. It's not good or bad, but I love it. Like American people ask me, like, what's number one, number two, number three? And if they couldn't hear my number two, like they're just freaking out. Like, what's number two? You know, unless I know number two, can I go to number three? So I just I'm smiling. Okay, so I love it. I love the steps. So. One thing that you can do is do what excites you the most. As I said, you know, make yourself happy. And number two is like, go toward that area that you love. And if you're just far away from doing what you don't, what you love, you have to go closer to what you love. And then you use your gift in everyday life. If you love talking to people, talk to more people, either in person or online. And if you love singing, sing more. That doesn't guarantee you become a professional singer, but that gives you the flow of your energy. Once you're in the flow of your beautiful energy, you'll be more attractive as a salesperson. You can present better in your business environment. So what I care is more of your flow of energy. That's why I find joy in helping people find their energy flow. When you have a perfect energy flow in your life, everything goes smoothly. You know, when you feel stuck, there's an expression, right? People know that you're stuck, your energy gets stuck. So I teach about energy moving, and what's important is like, look at people from energy perspective. Happy people and successful people have the right rhythm. Boom, 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 boom. You know, they love what they do, so they kind of like they're in the flow. Whereas the people who are depressed and they're not doing what they love, they're kind of like the music is like slow or like, you know, not energetic. So you have to find the flow. And find a tribe online and offline that you hang around. When you are around those people, you be influenced by the people you meet. So you'll be also feeling better when you come across the people you care and the people with a similar interests. So hang around with the people you love. That includes your workplace too. Imagine yourself work with your best friends and do the work you love, and all your clients are super nice, like you're in heaven. And if you're not in heaven, just go closer to heaven, and your heaven looks very different. You know, depending on what you want, you may be surrounded by animals. It could be your heaven. It could be your hell. It's interesting, you know. My heaven is surrounded by hundreds of dogs, and because she's a trimmer, right? And so, like, she has her own hair salon for dogs. That's her heaven. But some people who hate dogs. It's hell. So just find your own heaven. And it's very different from other people.
That's such great advice. Find your own heaven. I think that's the takeaway from this episode. Well, Ken, tell the listeners where they can go to connect with you, to pick up a copy of your book, and to just learn more about you.
Thank you for asking, Shanna. You can find all the information at kenhonda.com, K-E-N, Honda as in a car, kenhonda.com. And I have free online courses and other things. And I'm translating some of my content from Japanese to English. And if you can read Japanese, there are so many things. And I'm sorry, it's only in Japanese. And some of my American friends try to read them, and the Google translation is not as good. So please wait a couple of months or 1 year. You'll have more content, and you can order my book on Amazon. I think they have enough stock.
I've said it so many times, but small steps do lead to big changes. So I want you to tattoo that on your forehead. Not literally, of course, but I know that to be true. You could win the lotto. You could jump into GameStop stock at the right time or inherit a ton of money. Or you could build generational wealth by laying brick by brick, day by day, stacking your money in smart ways while breathing happiness into each money inflow and outflow. I think Ken is really on to something here. So thanks so much for joining me on this journey of the episode. If you love this, share it with a friend or family member, someone that you know really needs to understand the power of manifestation and just being happy about their money, right? Can you imagine a world where we all were just happy with our money? I kind of think it might be revolutionary. So I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days. With a fresh new episode.